the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antonio, stands a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses, and you'll never see one. But sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you can hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You can hear them as they answer to that roll call in the sky.
Colonel Travis, David Crockett, and 180 more. Captain Dickinson, Jim Warwick, President I'd accounted for.
It was back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go fight by the Alamo. All the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free.
Colonel Travis, David Crockett, and 180 more. Captain Dickinson, Jim Boy, President I'd accounted for.
185, holding back 5,000. 5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10. Travis held and held again. Then he sent for replacements for his wounded and lame. But the troops that were coming never came, never came, never came. Well, twice he charged and blew a recall on that fatal third time. Santa Ana breached the wall and he killed them one and all. Now the bugles are silent and there's rust on each soul, and this small band of soldiers lie asleep in the arms of the Lord. In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antonio, like a statue on his pinto, rides a cowboy all alone. He's a cattle grazing where a century before Santa Ana's guns are blazing and the cannons used to roar. Then his eyes turn sort of misty and his heart begins to glow, and he takes his hat off slowly to the men of Alamo. To the 13 days of glory at the siege.